Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Following the oral argument last Friday, the Supreme Court could permanently stop Biden's shot mandates. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, Holly, last Friday, the Supreme Court had a very special session, four cases involving two different kinds of shot mandates issued by Joe Biden and his administration. And one mandate is with regards to OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration mandate, for employers that have 100 or more employees. It's a shot or test mandate covering 84 million private employees. And then you also have the second mandate, which is from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services omnibus. And that covers the healthcare workers that are recipients or those that receive Medicare and Medicaid funding. And that's at least 17 million healthcare workers. Four cases, those two mandates are before the U.S. Supreme Court. I think the court will strike them down because the federal government does not have this massive authority to issue these kind of mandates and require people, this is unprecedented, require people to inject a substance into their body.
Right. That, and the bottom line is, as you said, you know, the Biden administration does not have the authority. The executive branch does not make laws. And that's the underlying key here. They don't make laws. You can say, well, you need to do this, but it's not a law. But this is a little, can be a little complicated. So let's unpack these individually. Let's start with the OSHA, the shot mandate for large employers that was issued on November 5th of last year that required any workers to remain who remain unvaccinated to undergo weekly COVID testing and wear a face covering, or they needed to show proof of vaccination. And these companies that don't comply would face astronomical fines, Matt. You're talking like $13,600 per violation with a potential of additional $13,600 fine for each day, all the way up to $136,000 if they think the company is being willfully disobedient.
Yeah. And here's the difference with this particular mandate. If you go back and look at OSHA's history, it's had a very bad history in terms of these emergency standards. They issue these emergency standards. It's not been very often, but Biden issued this particular one so that it bypasses the normal process of the public comment. And so, therefore, as soon as it's published in the Federal Register, it becomes effective immediately. And he declared an emergency to do this. Well, historically, before this particular mandate that was issued by OSHA in 2021, OSHA had issued nine mandates beginning in the early 1970s, with the last one before this one in 1983. The rest of them were in the 1970s. Nine mandates. Of those nine mandates, these emergency OSHA mandates on employers, six of those were challenged in court. Of those six that were challenged, five were struck down by the federal courts. Because they were saying either there was not an emergency or it wasn't specific enough, or it clearly violated the authority of the federal government. Now, all of those, even those that got struck down, they had something in common. Number one, they tried to declare an emergency that really wasn't an emergency, that could have gone through the normal process. But more particularly, they dealt with things that were endemic, specific to the workplace, not things that happen outside of the workplace. And that's a big difference between these shot mandates and, say, for example, the previous other kinds of things that OSHA regulates. OSHA regulates or is considering things specific to the workplace that result in hazards to the employees who actually are at the workplace.
So what would be an example of those?
Here's an example of it the employer works with specific kinds of chemicals, cleaning chemicals or other kinds of toxic chemicals. The employees come to work, they get exposed to those kinds of chemicals. They leave, of course, those chemicals are not in the grocery stores and they're not in your home because those are regulated chemicals. Their only exposure to those kinds of chemicals are at the workplace. So it's something specific to the workplace. It's not specific to every employer. Like particularly a machine shop that's making various kinds of objects and machinery might have, or a chemical plant has certain kinds of chemicals that they're using that are not in your home, and they're not in restaurants and lawyers' offices and doctors' offices. They're specific to certain kinds of industries, manufacturers. So OSHA regulates certain kinds of data sheets in terms of what you can have, how you need to deal with those.
And certain procedures, because if you work in a lab or something with certain chemicals, you need certain equipment you need to wear and precautions.
Right. You don't have to wear a hard hat when you're working as a waitress or a steward on an airline.
Right.
But you do if you're working where overhead there's heavy objects in a construction site, where objects can fall on your head.
Or you don't need to wear a hazmat suit if you're sitting at a computer all day.
Exactly. So there's different kinds of things. This one size fits all just doesn't work.
Right.
But what OSHA did here was they mandated something that is not specific to the workplace, because you can get COVID any place, at home, at a restaurant, out by just picking up packages, for example. You could get COVID, whatever it may be, you could get COVID, and it's not specific to the workplace. And they just put this template on all the employers. That's number one. So it's not specific to the workplace. It's not caused by the workplace. It's not unique to the workplace. Number two, to go to work, they're requiring you to inject something in your body that you can't take off when you clock out at the end of the day.
Good point.
So, for example, if the employer said you have to wear a mask while you're working, but you can take it off when you leave the premises, you're not taking that mask with you. It's not regulating your private life. But now you got to get a shot that you cannot just simply turn off when you clock out at the end of the day.
Right. Stays in your body forever.
Stays in your body forever. So that is really unprecedented. I think the court will find that OSHA exceeded its authority.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about 84 million private employees here, and they want to penalize these employers. I mean, these companies, you know, there's a lot of large companies this would affect.
Oh, no question about it. And including religious and Christian companies like schools, and some large churches would have 100 employees, but certainly many schools and universities would have 100 or more employees.
Right.
You also have the other one, Holly, and that's on the healthcare workers. And this is really, really problematic because, again, it's the Department of Health and Human Services requiring somebody to inject a substance into their body, and they can never get it out of their body. Once you put it in, you can't take it out.
Of course, we've been dealing with this, you know, in some of our litigation and representing healthcare workers in various areas.
Yeah, and so you already had a shortage of healthcare workers in general before COVID, particularly nurses. And nurses were in high demand. Then COVID hit. Some nurses and healthcare workers left the industry because they didn't know what COVID was all about and didn't want to bring it home to their family and expose them. Then you have the mandates that come on like this, and they're saying, many of them saying, I have a religious objection to these COVID shots because they're made with aborted fetal cells in their testing or development phase, all of them. And also, by the way, what we're hearing from the medical professionals are the same kind of stories, and that is they're actually seeing people injured from these shots. So why would they want to put the same substance to their body that they actually are treating people regarding injuries from the shots?
Right, and you've got governors like Mills who will not accept the religious exemptions. Right. So that's a problem as well.
You have that in Maine and New York, and they created their own healthcare crisis by requiring these employees to be terminated because they refused to get the shot, or they would quit because they're not going to get the shot. So you've reduced the healthcare workers across the country. This does that same thing nationwide at a time where we need more healthcare workers. And now they're claiming, well, there's a healthcare shortage. Well, there's a healthcare shortage largely because of these mandates.
Right.
By you don't treat these healthcare heroes this way.
Right. So the Supreme Court heard these on Friday. So what do you think as far as timeline they will have to make a decision?
You know, it's hard to say. They've actually expedited this and did a special session for it. So I anticipate they might have a decision soon. I just don't know when. Obviously, it'll be no later than the end of June, but I don't think they're going to wait that long.
I hope not.
That's the end of their term. Now, for some of these, they have been blocked already, so it's not going to be a problem to wait for some of them. And I think the other mandate that will ultimately go to the Supreme Court at some point in time is the mandate that Biden imposed on federal civilian contractors. That's not part of this litigation before the High Court. But these two are, so pray for this case. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/exempt, for more information if you're facing or know someone who is these mandates. And for more information on these shots themselves, lc.org/vaccine.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. lc.org.